no, Brazil. They don't connect me. My own mind laugh at me.
Oh, your own life. Your own mind laugh at you. Oh, that is okay. That's so bad. Means your friend, who talks about the mundane thing, do they like see anything abnormal about you?
Yes, some say I change a lot.
Oh, change a lot is good. That one is good. Man, change a lot in the sense that you are not heedless like before. Simply say things and all those things, which is good sign. Change for the better.
Yes, but I just noticed that my own mind is another mind, like laughing at me like that, you know.
Oh, it's actually not another mind. It's the same mundane mind. That you see, when you are more mindful and aware, you tend to have this ability to see that mundane mind. Huh? Keep on doing all those things. Huh? It like shifting from one role to another role. Huh? Like that personality change. Huh? Then it try to sometimes, we call it verbalize. And sometimes it chatter. Then sometimes it command. It interpret, it give meaning. So you start to see, it's not really another mind, it's still the mundane mind. True is habitual tendency that you have not rooted out. But once the habitual tendency, slowly, when you have the wisdom and the understanding, once it's rooted out, you realize the mind become very quiet. And it seldom think. It only think and reflect and contemplate when there is a need to think, a need to arise. Otherwise, it's very quiet, very peaceful. You must go through that phase. So initially, it's okay for you to see that. Like your daughter also, Tammy also used to tell me, there's another mind behind the mind. It's not another mind, it's the mundane mind. It's the mundane mind that arise and create all these things. So if you were to observe silent, when you are silent, that mundane mind is quiet. But you have to silent until very stable to stabilize the awareness nature inside. Then only you can have a clear understanding of what the awareness nature is. The awareness nature is very important. Once you are able to stay with that and understand that you have a nature which is independent of the mundane thinking or the thought process, that one can observe and see and understand how the mundane mind move, create all the delusion, attachment, clinging, grasping, holding, then stir the mind, create emotion, arise fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So all these are attachment, craving, clinging, grasping, your selfishness, your emotional negativity, your envy, your jealousy. So learn to see them. When you are aware of them, then you realize all these are dependent originating mind state. So this dependent originating mind state, they are not intrinsic within your true mind. They are dependent originating. They arise because of your wrong view, wrong thought. So wrong view that condition wrong thought. Wrong thought that condition your mental hindrance, your emotion, your selfishness, your sorrow, your lamentation, your fear, and all those things. So that is meditation. So learn to see that. Yeah? It's not another mind, it's still the same mundane mind. So when you are silent, more and more silent, you start to understand more. These are the phases you will go through, I believe, because